Blog Talk Radio. I listen to everything, and not just to the music itself, but to the hearts behind it. An excerpt from The Shack by William P. Young.
Welcome to the first and last song. I'm your producer and your host, Val Oliver. And happy, I don't know if it's so happy, but it is Memorial Day, and it's a day that we like to honor those who have lost their lives, those who have been in the military, the men and women who have served whichever country they've served in. I sort of like to expand it. I know it's for the United States, but, you know, there's people all over the world who have lost their lives fighting in wars, And so we honor the ones in the U.S. today, but I want to give a shout-out to anyone who has lost anyone in any war. Also, I'd like to welcome the listeners today, also fans and supporters for today's guests, who are Matt Venuti, Truth on Earth, and the guest co-host for today is Claire Milam. She was our last guest co-host, and she is going to be guest hosting again today. Happy to have her. So welcome to all the fans and supporters for these individuals. Also, I'd like to welcome any BTR, Blog Talk Radio hosts who are listening, any of Creators, Parrots, fans, and followers from all over the place, like Blip FM, Facebook, Twitter, IM Radio, Reverb Nation, the SOACT Network, MySpace, and any family and friends of mine that might be listening today. So that's a lot of folks. So whether you're listening to the show live or you're going to be listening to the show as a podcast, I just want to welcome everyone. Okay, I'd like to give you some access info. If you're wanting to call into the show to speak to anyone today or you have a question or a comment, please do call us at area code 347 is the area code, 202-0238, and that is the number if you want to talk to any of the guests. Also, you can get access to our page and listen to the show from the homepage for Creators Parrot on Blog Talk Radio, which is blogtalkradio.com/creatorsparrot. That's blogtalkradio.com/creatorsparrot. Also, I have the chat room open, so if there's anyone that, you know, wants to get into the chat room, it's there. You just scroll down to the bottom of the screen. It doesn't look like there's a lot of activity in there. I want to welcome Cindy in BC, who's one of our regular listeners. Hi, Cindy. I hope you're doing great today. What I've done is I've posted the website link in the chat room for Matt Venuti, which is venusians.com, V-E-N-U-S-I-A-N-S.com. I also have the link website posted, the link for truthonearthband.com, and I also have the link for Claire Milam, which is ClaireMilamSpiritualCoaching.com. So if you go to the chat room, you can click on the links, and that'll take you there. Also, I have a link highlighted and in the chat room for our financial contributors page and the page for supporters, which is cpsupporters.blogspot.com. You can get that from the chat room, or you can also go to the links that are on the page, the home page, the profile page. There's a list of them, and one of the links toward the top is Contribute and Support Network. And I do ask people to contribute and support because there are costs associated with bringing the show to you here on Blog Talk Radio. And just so you know a little bit about it, $40 pays actually for the switchboard, running the switchboard, and having Skype available for people to use that have Skype and want to connect that way. Also, what happens is the podcast, once the show is completed, a podcast or show can be downloaded, and it can be edited and then re-uploaded as a podcast. Also, if I want to create a podcast, say, on my Mac computer or any other computer, I can upload that as a show as well, and that's $40 a month. Also, right now when you dial in, you're dialing in at a 347 phone number, which I believe is New York line. For $25 a month, Blog Talk Radio allows us to have an 800 number. So if you'd like to contribute $25 for an 800 toll-free number for us every month or when you can, that would be great too. Also, to run the show from the Internet cost is about $100 a month. So $100 a month will get the Internet line paid for. And then also there's a $495 if you really have some cash laying around and you want to contribute to the show that way. We welcome it. It gives the producer, myself, control over all of the advertising on the page. At the level that it's now, which is free, what happens is Blog Talk Radio posts ads on the page, which I have no control over, and also they insert ads in the audio and the podcast, and I have no control over that on the free level. So for $4.95 a month, what they do is they'll make sure that none of their ads are there, and so advertising can then be sold, and things of yours can be marketed either as banners on the page or as I call them pod spots inserted into the show. So keep that in mind. Become a contributor and keep us alive and help the show out. Okay, so now it's time to go to the dedication song for today. For those of you that listen regularly, you know that at the beginning of the show, I have been dedicating a song to Haiti. And today, the song is going to be dedicated not only to Haiti, but also to repairing the oil leak in the Gulf, and also to those who have lost their lives for Memorial Day, honoring Memorial Day. And when we come back, what we'll do is we'll start talking to Matt Venuti. And also, I think at that time, Claire Milam will be joining us as guest co-host. So I'm going to go ahead and play the song that's being dedicated today to Haiti, repairing the oil leak in the Gulf, and Memorial Day. And the song is called Time to Mend, and the song is by Tanya Marie, that's T-O-N-Y-A, Marie Farris, F-A-R-I-S. And the song is called Time to Mend. Tanya, I met on Facebook. Someone posted a link to this song. I loved it. I befriended Tanya. She lives in Tennessee. And here we go. A Time to Mend by Tanya Marie Farris. Thank you.
loud and clear and out the wreckage of my soul. And it has been a hard job, there's a lot to it all. And there's things that I've used, and there's things that I've abused, but I refuse to keep it all in. There is a time to me where they say I must walk through fire to get to where I must go. Inside my soul, and look to the wounds and don't let them hide. And the things that have caused my pain will soon lose their life. There is a time to make, there is a time to make.
Val Oliver, you're listening to the first and last song on Creator's Parrot channel here on Blog Talk Radio. What you just listened to was Tanya Marie Farris' Time to Mend, which is a dedication to Haiti, repairing the oil leak in the Gulf, and to Memorial Day to honor it today. That ended a little abruptly, I thought, and I'm not actually quite sure if that's the way that the song actually ends, or whether something happened with the MP3 file that was provided. But that was a great song, and thank you so much, Tanya, for providing it. Okay, now let's shift into talking with our first guest for today. And I'm trying to remember how I discovered Matt Venuti. Matt, are you there, here?
Hey, Val.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
That's great. Well, I just blew the first song question. The first question is usually the first song question, but maybe I shouldn't change the title of the show because I forget to ask it, and I usually ask something else. So I'm going to go ahead and ask you, what is the first song or the first sound you remember hearing?
My goodness. That doesn't include the little machine that goes bing in the hospital, right?
Only if you want it to.
Well, my mom had 10 kids, my mom and dad. So the one thing that comes to mind when I got home from the hospital, which it wasn't a long stay, there was a lot of activity going on with kids. And my dad, being a jazz piano player, there was a lot of piano playing going on. Everyone in the family was required to take piano lessons. So there was lots of piano playing going on of classical music, jazz, and pop for the time. So I imagine the first songs I've heard and the first sounds I heard were kids playing the piano and kids playing.
Okay, that sounds great. Now, let's talk a little bit about you, give a little bit of your background. Normally what I do is I read a little blurb from a website, but I'm going to do something a little different. Why don't you just tell us a little bit about where you're from originally and how you became a musician. Now, I know you've heard all of these sounds growing up, the piano and so forth, But give us just a little quick chat here about where you were born and how you became involved in music.
Okay, well, I was born in Geneva, New York, which is the Finger Lakes region, known for the wine, which is a nice thing for the area right now. It's doing quite well. And I grew up, early on in grammar school, I was taking piano lessons, and I wasn't really great at academia. The idea of doing homework and then doing piano, my piano work was a little bit too overwhelming for me. So I started to just play with the piano without looking at the music so much, and I really got quite a fondness for playing that way, which didn't go over too well in the family because I was really making lots of noise. So my music career didn't really kick in until a little bit later. I started playing the trumpet, which I found to be a wonderful sound. And then I put everything away for a few years and moved to Boston, and I heard Mike Matheny, who's Pat Matheny's brother, play something called the electronic valve instrument, which was a kind of a combination trumpet and synthesizer, and it just blew my mind. So I befriended Mike, and through his help, I located one of these myself, and that's really what I started to launch my music career with, was this strange gadget called an electronic valve instrument that has an 8-octave range. You blow into it, and it you can get wonderful sounds from it that are very realistic or spacey sci-fi type sounds too, whatever you like. So that became the main device of my music career until years later when the Hung came around.
So the Hung. Tell us a little bit about the Hung.
Well, the Hung is an amazing, beautiful instrument that was invented just about 10 years ago by two instrument makers in Bern, Switzerland, Felix Rohner and Sabina Scharrer. And it's a handmade instrument made out of their own compounds of metals, which is called the Pang material. It's a beautiful sounding instrument. You sit it on your lap. It kind of resembles a flying saucer in a sense, or a turtle shell. It's a beautiful, beautiful look and feel. And you tap on these tonal fields, which is almost like, I think of it more like they think of it as a sound sculpture rather than a typical musical instrument. So I have found lots of solace and lots of beauty and compositional capabilities within this instrument. And, of course, if you go onto my website, you'll be able to see it, and you can check out the YouTube channels and see me playing it. There's nearly nothing I could do to describe it that's going to be close to actually experiencing it.
Okay, well, I have a couple of tunes, that you provided here to play that I have all set up to go. And I thought that the first one that I would begin with would be the Hung, because it's so unusual. And out of the three tunes you sent me, the Lydian Passage, the Bardos Remix, and Bangin' the Hung, which one would you like me to play first?
Oh, why don't you play the Lydian Passage?
Okay, and can you set that tune up for us? And when we come back, we're going to be joined by Claire Milam, and we'll talk to you a little bit more.
Okay.
So go ahead and set that up for us, this particular song, the Lydian Passage.
You're asking me to set it up?
Oh, yeah, just tell us a little bit about
it. Oh, I'm sorry.
Where the,
I thought you wanted me to cue it up for you. I thought that's on your end, Abel. the Lydian Passage is a tune to me invokes some mystery. I call it the Lydian Passage because I played it mostly on one of the Hungs that I have, which has a Lydian scale to it, which is this particular type of scale, which you'll hear when you hear the song. It invokes a certain kind of maybe introspection. Give it a whirl.
Okay, here we go, the Lydian Passage by Matt Sanuti.
Thank you.
Okay, that was the Lydian Passage by Matt Venuti, playing the Hung. And you know, Matt, in listening to it, that instrument is reminiscent of a couple of things to me. It reminds me a bit of the guitar. It reminds me a bit of the harpsichord. And it also reminds me of, and I can't remember the name of this instrument, but they use it in Africa, and it's sort of like on a square wooden box, and then there's like these metal pieces that are on the top of it.
Oh, a kalimba, perhaps?
Yes, it reminds me of the kalimba. It sounds like it.
Yeah.
So I was wondering, and what category would this kind of instrument be put? I mean, it's not a percussion. Is it more of a string? It's not, really brass. Or is it its own entity and it doesn't belong to any of the ones that we're familiar with?
That's the exact answer. It's its own entity. It is its own entity. It's not classified as any particular type of instrument, although all over the Internet and on YouTube you'll see it called a hung drum because some percussionists put YouTube videos up and called it that, and they're beautiful performances and they went viral, but everybody calls it a hung drum, but it's not a drum at all. It's really its own entity. There's no hurry to define this instrument because it changes continuously over time. The instrument makers are refining it more and more. And the newest generation that just came out in the spring has a much deeper and more full resonance, much less distinguished notes, distinctive notes, more almost like a singing bowl type of effect, with tonal fields the same way. But It's an instrument that's new. It's of this century, and it's completely undefinable in my terms. Like I say, sound sculpture is the closest I can come to describing it. So I'm glad that you brought that up. It's very important to not categorize it at this point. It's too new for that.
Well, it's just a great instrument, and it evokes so much, even just listening to that one song. Now, what I want to do is I want to introduce everyone and bring on to the air Claire Milam, who is the guest co-host for today. And Claire is a spiritual coach and a healing leader, who provides workshops and teleclasses and all kinds of healing support to people who want to improve their personal or their professional life. And hello, Claire, are you here?
Yes, I am.
How are you today?
I am well. I'm delighted to be here on the show and so glad to be talking to you again, Val, and to meet you, Matt.
Hi, Claire.
Well, what we've done is we've listened to one of his songs, and I know you've been listening to Matt's music as well. I've asked him the first question, and then I'm going to let you ask Matt a couple of questions, Claire. But I, in talking about this particular instrument, and you use the word introspection, going inside into the self and sort of a meditative almost state. You can see a person or I can see a person doing so with this particular kind of music. Now, sound energy, we've talked about sound energy on this show before with some people who use sound in a healing form. And did you choose this particular instrument because you feel the energy from the hung has an effect on people mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically? Do you have that kind of connection to not just the hung, but any of the instruments or the songs that you create? What are you trying to achieve? What attracted you to it? What are you trying to achieve? What do you think the effect can be through the sounds that you make through the instruments when you create the music?
Well, the hung, it definitely has a healing effect on myself. And if it's doing it for myself, I figure it has to be capable of doing it for others too. And I've seen and experience many times when I play the instrument, either solo or in an ensemble, but more solo because the instrument really comes out at best when it's by itself. People get amazing responses from it. I get people saying things that are almost unbelievable about what transformational effects they feel in their lives when they hear this. And it came at a very important time in my life. I was playing electronic instruments for many years, and I needed something grounding. And so now I've got this beautiful piece of metal that I put literally on my lap, and I tap around it and create these amazing, you know, tones around it that are sweet and beautiful and give people a sense of well-being. And I had a personal tragedy in my life a year and a half ago when my wife passed away. We were together for 20 years. And she, during the process of her passing, wanted to hear the Hung. It calmed her down. It really connected us in this very, very, just a way that is beyond what I would normally think of a connection between my loved one and a musical instrument. It really fused something together between us during that passage period. And after she passed, I really made more of a commitment to bring this into my life and into others' lives more and more. So I am going into and have been, having groups of people come together just to listen to the Hung and listen to some bowls, some Tibetan bowls, and other instruments of resonance to calm down and bring peace into their lives.
Well, that sounds beautiful, Matt. Thank you for sharing that story with us. And go ahead, Claire. I'm going to let you take over for a while.
Well, it's interesting because one of the questions we ask on this show is, what is the first song you'd like to hear on Earth, and then what's the last song? And from your story, it sounds like the sound of the Hung drum was just a beautiful part of your wife's transition, and it's continued as you bring healing sounds to others. So what is the last song or the last sound that you'd like to hear?
Well, I would love to hear Leonard Cohen. Actually just calms me down more than any other songwriter. I would love to hear Leonard Cohen sing the song Love Itself. That's from an album called 10 New Songs. He defines very simple poetic brilliance of only Leonard Cohen, the experience of love, loss, oneness, eternity, all set to beautiful music. I'd love to hear him do that with a Hung accompaniment. That would be like the ultimate. So, and by the way, Claire, I just want to, I know you weren't on in the first part and when we talked about this, but the Hung is actually not a Hung drum. That is information that was spread on the internet, and it's actually not defined as a drum. So I think on this show we should maybe just call it Hung and not add the drum moniker to it.
Thank you for clarifying that.
No problem. Most people do call it that, but I feel like myself and others who have experienced the instrument in a certain way and have been to Switzerland several times and been with the makers of the instrument, we carry on this particular necessary way of not defining the Hung at this point, letting it unfold and don't put it into a category or a box yet, because it's continually changing in time. But anyway, so did I answer your question?
You did. You did. I was also curious. One thing that sets humans apart from some of the other parts of creation are many animals is our ability to use tools, and obviously using instruments to make music and sound is within our ability, and that of some other primates and plenty of other sentient creatures. Vala told me that yesterday when you talked to her, you were at the Golden Gate Bridge taking pictures of wildflowers with a new camera, and that piqued my interest a little bit because I thought that's another tool he's using to perhaps to center and focus and capture the beauty of this world.
Yeah, I'm actually integrating more and more visuals into my art, which is a new practice for me. I went and bought a fairly expensive camera, and I started shooting video, and I started making my own music videos, which to me just adds a whole new level of creativity and artistic freedom to what I do. It's new for me, so I'm certainly not. There's plenty of room for growth and for understanding, but I was taking flowers in and trying to capture the beauty of those because I have an idea for a music video where I integrate the music of the Hung with the Hung visual itself with flowers. So you'll probably be seeing that pretty soon.
I'll be looking forward to that. In our world today, so many of us are restless and ready for a change and called to periods of reflection and, you know, gathering in a space to listen to sacred music, taking time to pull up a YouTube video, listening to a CD, are all ways that benefit so many of us. How do you create that space in your life?
Wow, yeah, I need to do that more and more. I think the only way that my best way is to be out in nature, going on a walk, going on a hike up in the Marin Headlands or in Mount Tamalpais, which is north of San Francisco. There's beautiful trails, and I find a lot of peace and a lot of respite in nature. And of course, playing the hung in nature is another way. And there's probably no easier way or quicker way for me to calm down and to center and focus than just sitting with the hung in a beautiful redwood grove, or even in Golden Gate Park, for that matter. If I don't want to go that far, I can walk over to the park. It's a block and a half away. But nature speaks to me in a very profound way, and I know that if I don't get out there into nature to some capacity, then my body just doesn't like it, and I start to get a little bit emotionally fragile. And my wife and I shared a lot of time in nature, so to me that's another way to connect with her again.
That's beautiful, Matt. You know, one of the things, those are great questions, by the way, Claire. Thank you. And, you know, I was sitting here, I was thinking, you know, at this point you have shows where you perform and, you know, whether they're smaller group or larger venues for music. Also, you have a band, so you're not playing alone, but you have the Venusians. And I was wondering, tell us a little bit about your band, and where did you come up with the name Venusians, and what does that mean to you, and what do you want it to mean to us?
Well, let me, the name Venusians actually started, the Venusians started in 1988, believe it or not. They've been around for a long time, to some capacity or another. And believe it or not, there's still some of the same players from that band that are with me now. The name started out as my name, but we use that as a link to the planet Venus, the planet of love. So a lot of our shows were about bringing in this element. We were actually the darlings of the dot-com boom when things were going in Silicon Valley. We were hired for a lot of these major shows down there, the Google parties, Yahoo parties, launch parties for the Museum of Modern Art, launch parties for the Sony Metreon, the Academy of Sciences, all these places that were opening up were hiring us for their shows, George Lucas's Star Wars gala, because we had an element to us that was fun, that was upbeat, that was positive, and we had some unusual instrumentation. And so that's what the Venusians have been. Today, for instance, we're playing again for about 1,000 people at the Academy of Sciences in Golden Gate Park. We'll be over there for a private party. And we integrate lots of unusual instruments, and we get some funky, fun energy going.
Speaking of funky, fun energy, we were talking a little bit earlier, Claire, before the show, and he asked me, like, which songs that I liked, and, you know, I mentioned, I think it's the Bardos remix, which is the one that primarily features the electronic valve instrument. Is that correct, Matt?
That's correct, yeah.
And
a little pedal steel guitar thrown in there, but the electronic valve instrument is the main hook, you might say.
Now, is that one of the instruments you're talking about when you say, you know, you get hired because you play, you know, these different unusual creative instrumentations? Is that?
Yeah, it's not so much the instrument. It's the instrumentation, also the implementation of the instruments. The electronic valve instrument has definitely been the lead instrument in the Venusians band for many years, but there's different elements of the Venusians band. We go out as anywhere from a duo all the way to seven pieces, just depending on, you know, who's hiring us and what the event venue is. So the electronic valve instrument has been, like I say, the centerpiece. The hung is integrating itself in there more and more. But there's other unusual instrumentation, too. We have a guy who plays an African harp, which is also called a kora. Have you heard this instrument?
I don't think I've heard the kora before.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful sounding instrument. Daniel Berkman, he's just quite a creative player. We have a guy who plays electronic drum kit, a guy who plays keyboards, guitar and guitar synthesizer. So it's a very lush, worldly type of sound. It's world music with lots of elements of ambient music involved with it. So it's quite pleasing. People really love it, and it's highly unusual.
Well, I want to go ahead and play another piece because the time goes so quickly, and I also want to give Claire an opportunity to ask you some more questions. And so please go ahead and set up the Bardos remix here. How did that come about? And tell us a little bit while you're talking about this, about the electronic valve instrument and your adapting it and how it's become yours.
Well, the electronic valve instrument, as I mentioned before, is a 8-octave range MIDI wind synthesizer. It means it interfaces with a typical sound module of some kind, and I can get breath expression with sounds like flutes or violins or horns of different natures, or something that's completely out of the ordinary, like some kind of theremin type of sound. So there's a lot of expression to it. And the Bardos remix actually comes from a song that I originally had wrote called Bardos of Becoming, which comes from the Tibetan Book of the Dead. It's that that place where the souls go, and you know, kind of in between coming back to another realm after the soul passes. So the remix of that song is a little more slightly upbeat than the original. And check it out.
Okay, here we go. So this is Bardos remix, and this is Matt Zanetti.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Bardo's remix. That song just makes me smile from ear to ear. Like I was talking to you a little bit earlier, Matt and Claire, this was before you came onto the show, and I was telling him that when I heard this song, I felt, you know, spooky vibes, but yet it was a lot of fun. And I also couldn't help dancing around while listening to this song that has that little funky beat to it.
Yeah, it's got that kind of quirky element, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So, Claire, go ahead. If you have any more questions, feel free.
Yeah, so I love the transcendence of that music. And I was thinking, Matt, about your career and different seasons of your career and how our next guests on the show are Trick on Earth, who are, they're young. They're a group of young sisters. So what tips do you share with young or new artists? It can be somebody who, you know, is in their, you know, from birth has a musical gift and really pursues that to their fullest, or it can be somebody, you know, at midlife or in their 70s who are really re-embracing their musical gift and their musical path. But what tips for creating music and enjoying music in a musical career can you share with us?
Wow. Yeah. Well, for me, I think I've learned over time that my intuition is the best guide for what I'm doing. And when there's too many experts in my life who are giving me opinions about things, that's where I start to get a little bit confused and about my direction. So if I listen to my own intuitive sense and stay clear and open to that through the practice of playing music, through the practice of developing a love with an instrument or with writing lyrics or with communicating with others through music, just keep doing it. When things come up, when difficulties arise, meet them head on. Don't run away from them. If you run away, then you're potentially opening up another door too. So maybe running away could be the best option. But sticking with your art, not getting too frustrated or disturbed about what others think about you is probably a good place to be.
Well, that sounds like great advice. Claire, do you have another question? I had another one I wanted to ask, if you don't.
Go ahead, Val.
Okay. You know, I was thinking about what you were talking about earlier with the healing kind of impact that the Hung has on individuals and just the music and the instrumentation in general, the kind of effect it can have on our mind, body, and spirit. And although now you are playing primarily venues and special events, it almost seems as if this is the Hung and perhaps the electronic valve instrument as well, and maybe some of the other ones you use, but I'm mostly attracted to the Hung right now and your story about how it was helpful to as a passage resource for your wife and to connect you. Have you thought about holding workshops in playing the Hung? That just came to me that might be something that would be very useful, very perhaps even prosperous, and another way for you to share that particular instrument. And I wonder what you think about that.
Well, it's great. I actually have been doing that, and it's fairly recent in my life. In fact, last Monday night, I met with a group of about 25 young, they call themselves Young Dharma San Francisco, young adults who sat in a circle, and I played for about an hour while they dropped in, and it was quite a profound effect. So, yes, I will be doing more and more of this, and I do have some venues set aside, and I'm going to be putting some information out there. In fact, if any of your listeners are interested, if they live in the San Francisco Bay Area, or even not, if you want to just know about any events that might be playing outside of here or new CD releases, they could email the Venusians email address directly at music@venusians.com. Music@venusians, that's Venus, VENUSIANS.com. That's the email address, and you'll be put on a mailing list, and you can find out any information about events that might be coming up with the Hungs.
Oh, that sounds great. Also, I was wondering, I mean, you talked about playing it with this group of young people. Do you teach it as well for people that want to learn how to play the instrument? And is it a very expensive instrument? Can you give us a sense of that?
Well, yeah, the instrument is, it costs a couple of $1,000s plus a trip to Switzerland, plus you have to have an invitation to be able to go there. And there's a very long list, and since there's only two people that make them, they're very selective about who goes there at this point because they really want people who resonate with what their vision is. So it's not really an instrument that can be taught so much. The best way to learn this instrument is to sit with it and let it unfold while you unfold. And it will speak to you if you quiet yourself down and gently start to explore the instrument. So it's not really practical for lessons. I mean, I do have five of them myself, but I use them for, you know, my own sound healing purposes and for performance and for, you know, like I say, these upcoming workshops. So I don't really have the time or so much of an interest to be a teacher of it.
Okay. Well, Claire, that was so very interesting what you just shared about it's not so much that, you know, you are called to the instrument, but the instrument is calling you. Claire, you want to take that? Any responses or feelings you have to that bit of information that he just shared with us?
Well, that's just so important because each of us have our own path. And there can be a temptation to want to follow the path of another. But obviously, there's so many opportunities to make music and heal the world and listen to sound gifts for anyone that doesn't necessarily need to involve the path of going to Switzerland. I love that. I love that. And I love just that clarity about this is what I do.
Yeah. I think you can get there with other instruments too. It doesn't have to be the hung. The hung is something special in my life. I don't know that it's going to have the same effect on every single person. It is a very special instrument. I've been falling in love with certain Tibetan bowls myself. A very large one that someone is actually letting me borrow right now. I'm just really amazed by it. Putting it on my belly and ringing it and just feeling the resonance and just, wow, I mean, there's a lot you can do with something like that, too.
Yeah, I hear you. There's no coincidences, I think, with your sharing this and the fact that the show opens and closes with the use of the Tibetan bowl in an ambient, you know, ambient theme song that opens the show as a sacred space and closes it. And the note for that particular bowl that I use is a G note, which is has an impact on the throat chakra and communication.
Mm-hmm.
So do you know which bowl you're using?
Yeah, I'm using the G also. In fact, I don't know if you can hear it, but here it is right here. I don't know, were you able to hear that?
Yes.
Yes.
Able to hear it. Yes. Oh, it sounds great.
You can't really get the low-end tone over the phone, but, boy, it's a powerful, powerful bowl. Yeah.
Oh, I bet it just moves right through you and carries you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Matt, it's actually getting close to the time where we have to say goodbye. I think, I'm not sure, but it looks like we do have a Truth on Earth that's, waiting to speak with us, and I'll check on that in a second. But I wanted to play another song of yours and just to thank you so, so very much for being a guest. You're a delightful guest. Just love what you're doing and sharing, your music, sharing your instruments with us, sharing your being, which is a very beautiful being and a very beautiful light with us today. Claire, any final words for Matt?
No, I thank you so much for gracing us with your presence, and I encourage all of our listeners to follow up with Matt online as they're doing their research and watch his videos and download and buy his music and look for touring dates and just to continue to be inspired and find healing in the world.
Well, I thank you for that. Thank you, Val. Thank you, Claire. And all the listeners, please go up to the website and listen to some music. There's some downloads there, and you can also buy CDs. And a blessing to all of you.
Well, thank you, Matt. And we're going to say goodbye and segue into the next segment with Banging the Hung.
All right.
All right. Mm-hmm. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Banging the Hung by Matt Venuti. And thanks again, Matt. And you are listening to the first and last song on Creator's Parrot Channel on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Val Oliver, the producer and host. The guest host for today is Claire Milam. Hey, Claire.
Hey, Val.
That was fun.
It was. I just love Matt and his stories, and that music is incredible.
Oh, it just like goes right through me, and I love listening to it at night before I go to sleep. But also, they're so funky too. So you know, it's also great get up and move your body kind of music.
I could see how it'd be really good. Wake up, take a stretch. You know, when you're working or something, just get up and have a little music break. Really, really amazing.
Well, great. Now, I see there's another caller on the line now, and I'm hoping that it's Serena, Kylie, and Tess, otherwise known as Truth on Earth, and perhaps their dad, their manager, Greg. So I'm going to go ahead and put them on the air and see who's there. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Oh, boy, here we go. I knew this was going to be fun, and already it's fun. So how are you girls today? Serena, Kylie, and Tess, Truth on Earth, how are you doing?
We're great. How are you guys doing?
I'm great. Claire, meet Serena, Kylie, and Tess. This is Claire Milam. She's the guest co-host.
Hi, Claire. Hi, girls. I'm delighted to meet you, and I'm having a terrific day.
Thanks so much for having us on your show.
Oh, you're quite welcome. You're quite welcome. And I also want to welcome any of your fans and followers and listeners that might be either hanging out in the chat room or might be listening to the show today. Welcome to all you guys as well. And welcome to your dad, Greg, who's your manager, and your mom. And I don't know, do you guys have any other family members, or is it just the three of you girls? Any boys in the family?
Well, just Moses, but he's our 10-year-old German Shepherd.
And, well, hello to Moses and the turtle, too, to the critters. Now, for those of you who do not know who Truth on Earth are, there are three young sisters who have dedicated their songwriting, and I like to say, to being the change that they want to see on this planet, and that you guys are inspired by the peaceful and nonviolent practices of Mahatma Gandhi, who I understand is your muse, and you perform rock or acoustic rock, because I love the acoustics in the music, to reach the hearts of people of all ages. And Claire, I'm going to go ahead and let you pose the first question.
Okay, so ladies, what is the first song you remember hearing on Earth?
Ooh, that's a good question.
You know, what I'm going to ask you to do is before you speak, just say your name so we know who we're talking to. Otherwise, we won't know who's who. So just say your name and then answer the question.
This is Serena. Probably one of the first ones would be... There was a comedic musician called Alan Sherman in the 50s, and he took songs. He's kind of like he was kind of like Al Yankovic, and he did a song based on Hava Nagila called Harvey and Sheila, and we used to listen to that when we were little. It's pretty funny stuff.
It would probably be a song from the 60s or 70s that our parents turned us on to that they would play for us when we were little, but that's a really tough question.
This is Tess. The song, I don't know if this counts as a song, but the first song would probably be I Love You by the Barney song, because I used to be obsessed with Barney when I was little.
That's so sweet. Those are great answers. Claire, do you have another question you wanted to ask? I'll just go ahead and let you ask some questions, and I'll listen, and then I'll start in with mine.
Okay. Well, on our last show with Luciana Sosa and Eric Roberts, we ended up talking a lot about ourselves as parents, and Luciana talked about how she grew up in a home full of music and how she's sharing that with her son, and Eric and I talked about that. And so what tips do you have for just embedding music throughout the lifespan?
This is Serena, and I would say, you know, have your kids listening to music and singing and playing along with them since when they were babies. For instance, my dad had all three of us playing the piano as soon as we could sit up on our own, since we were probably 1 year old, and we were just, you know, and he got me a drum set when I was one, and he always implemented music in our lives by singing and dancing and playing little instruments. And I think it's very important to have music implemented in a child's life, because it's a great, amazing way of expressing yourself.
Oh yeah, and this is Kylie, it brings so much joy into your life and happiness, and it's great schooling too, because when you're exposed to music the way our parents expose us to music, they taught us, I mean, it's just incredible. They taught us, you know, music history and composition and writing and arranging and
producing,
and it's amazing what music can do in your life, and it's just brought so much joy and happiness into ours.
And this is Tess, and also music is, you know, the universal language, so it's a very important part of life.
Great.
That is terrific.
Claire,
Sal,
do you have another
question?
I'm going to jump in here. I'm so excited. You know, I have a quote here that I'm going to read, and I'm going to ask you guys a question about it. And the quote is that the universe is conspiring on my behalf. And it's from a short film called The Long and Winding Road. And I almost feel like you as a group, you as individuals and you as a group, you're sort of like, would you say the universe is conspiring on the behalf of, you know, those of us on the planet by having you three do what you do together to have an impact on the planet? What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think that's a great point. We truly believe, my family and I, that our life mission on this planet is to change the world and make it a better place for future generations. You know, that's what we're here to do. That's our mission in life, and we're doing everything we can to make that difference.
And that's why we're using our music as a catalyst for our mission, because since music is the universal language, it's a great way to connect with people, you know, no matter where you come from.
Who's speaking now?
Serena was speaking, and then this is Kylie.
Okay, Kylie, great. Yeah, because I knew that there was a change there in who is speaking. Also, for those people that don't know, give us, okay, Serena, how old are you?
I'm 20 years old. And this is
Kylie,
and I'm 18. And this is Tess, and I will be 17 Thursday.
Oh, well, happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
You know, because I meet so many people, so many artists that I have on the show, and even Claire, I met her through social media. I meet so many people from social media, and you guys I know through the So At Network. And also, I'm on Facebook right now. I'm on your page. And one of the things that I like to do during the show is just to pop over to Facebook or Twitter or wherever and just kind of have a quick look at what's going on. And I wanted to get a sense for, like, what's sort of an average day in the life of you girls of Truth on Earth. And I'm just reading something here. It says it was Friday at 4:47. And what does everyone have planned for the weekend, you guys say? And you say, tomorrow from 10 to 4, we will be holding a petition site to get signatures for Chelsea's Law. See more at Chelsea's Light. And then we will be volunteering at a German Shepherd rescue. And then after that, Stanley Cup, 4! Go Blackhawks, 3! And a heart symbol, and then a smiley symbol. So is this like a regular day, a regular kind of day for you guys, you know, like with this post that you have on Facebook? And what was that day like for you? Talk to us about that a bit.
Okay, well, this is Serena, and that was yesterday. Yesterday was amazing. From 10 to 1, we stood outside a grocery store and gathered signatures for a petition for Chelsea's Law. It's a law going on in California right now to make harsher punishment for sexual offenders when they commit violent acts against children. They're making it a one-shot policy, so if they have the worst violent act you can make against a child, they go into jail for life with no parole, and a bunch of other great things that have to be added to the laws we already have in place.
Which is dedicated to Chelsea King. Our song Help, Help Me Now that we sent to you, that's the song that we wrote for her, and that's what Chelsea's Law is dedicated to her and Amber Dubois and all the other women whose lives were cut short prematurely.
Right, and that was Kylie, and this is Serena again. And then, yeah, so after that, we volunteered at a German Shepherd rescue, and that was amazing too, but also tore our heartstrings because there were so many German Shepherds, and the head volunteer was telling us these stories, how people were returning dogs because they lived in a white house and they had a black dog, and it just pulled at our heartstrings, and we just fell in love with all the dogs, of course, because who can't? And yeah, average day for us is writing our music, producing, engineering, composing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And then we're also you know, normal kids in the sense that we play a lot of sports and hang out with our friends, and
we do a lot of activities.
And act really goofy.
We're very goofy. As serious we are with our band, you know, we have a very goofy side.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to look at your prom photos. It seems like you have on Facebook. There's also something that says prom photo. Oh, yeah, Truth on Earth, prom, ! I didn't have a chance to take a look at that, but I thought that was great that you posted those photos. Did you have fun at the prom?
It was so much fun.
We did. Our best friend, she invited us to come to her prom with her, and it was a blast.
Well, you know, that's great because, you know, it seems like you're doing all of this, you know, social conscious, you know, which can be kind of heavy duty, even though, you know, it feels great because you're doing something positive. It's like we love to hear that you're also just, you know, chilling out and having fun and going to the prom and, you know, having sleepovers and, you know, other things like that, because there's so many things that are, you know, quite heavy that you're involved with. And speaking of that, I want to go to the first song that I want to play, which is a Chelsea song. You spoke about that a little bit just a moment ago. And I'm going to go ahead and if there's anything else you want to say about Chelsea's song, which is also called Help, 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 Help Me Now, go ahead and say so, and then I'll play the song. And then when we come back, Claire, you can take over asking some more questions. So set this song up for us, you know, whoever wants to, and then we'll play it.
Great. Thanks so much. Chelsea King was a 17-year-old high school student who went jogging in the trails 2 miles from her house and got murdered by a registered sex offender.
Now, is this Tess speaking? I don't know your voices yet.
Well, I'm sorry. This is Kylie.
Hey, Kylie. Okay, go ahead.
And so we wrote this song dedicated to Chelsea King and Amber Dubois, who was also another girl whose life was cut short prematurely. And in this song, we speak of the victims. It's saying from the victim's point of view, and, you know, even though they're gone, the, you know, their light still shines through, and that we have to carry forth their message so this doesn't happen again.
Okay, great. So here is Help, Help, Help Me Now, Chelsea song by Truth Honor.
Out of the darkness.
Song. And before we played it, we heard how you were at a petition drive yesterday for about 3 hours and the story that inspired that song. Is there anything else that y'all would like to elaborate on?
I'd just like to add on that and saying that we get inspired to write about all these problems by wanting to get on the front line and make them all stop.
That's terrific, because you mentioned German Shepherds are a cause you care about that you were supporting yesterday. And how does that fit into your band name, Truth on Earth?
Because this is Serena. One of the reasons our name is Truth on Earth, because we're bringing the truth to the earth. You know, if you watch, we have a few music videos up on YouTube, and if you watch them, we have one called Factory Farm. And it's about factory farming and slaughterhouses. And the footage that we use for our music video is actual footage from factory farming and slaughterhouses, because, you know, we're not going to pretty package the issues and make them look all nice. We actually want to show people what is actually happening. And another example is our video for Starvation Diet. There's actual footage from Africa where children are starving. And because people need to know what is really going on and to know the truth, what is happening.
This is Tess, because these are really harsh topics, and you can't sugarcoat them and expect them to be represented in the same way that they really need to be represented in for people, you know, to want to get up and do something and take action.
Right. So what I hear you saying is that there's so much on Earth that is ready for shift and ready for more good to come through. And so part of your mission is to really at times show some very graphic details around some very difficult topics, but then also through the beautiful inspiration of the music and the lyrics and the orchestration and just your girl power really encourage change.
Well, thank you. And we want to be on the forefront of all of these issues and, you know, leading the way in solutions and change makers and problem solvers. And as Margaret Mead once said, you know, it doesn't take more than a few people to make change. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever does. And, oh, by the way, this is Kylie. And I also just wanted to mention that another reason why we call ourselves Truth on Earth is because we believe Gandhi was one of the greatest spiritual travelers that ever walked the planet, and Gandhi proved the best path to peace was through truth and nonviolent protest. So we're carrying on his mission with our music.
And also, this is Tess. I want to say one more thing about why we call ourselves Tooth on Earth, is because, well, we love our earth, and we only speak the truth, and, well, Anna's just the middleman. So that's what we say anyway.
Well, before we run out of time, I want to go ahead and ask you our last song. What's the last song? What's the last sound you want to hear this lifetime on earth?
Last song before,
I think it's called, what is it called? Tales of a Horse Limp, right?
Well, who's speaking now?
That's a tough one.
Have you heard of Electric Light Orchestra?
Yes.
Well, do you know this song? I'm pretty sure it's called Tales of a Horse Limp.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure it's called, huh?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Do you all have visions of a changed earth in your lifetime? I know you're propelling toward it. Do you all ever actually get like glimpses of visions or, you know, that last song or how the earth will be changed, how your music sound might change?
Well, this is Kylie, and we have the vision is to create that better world, to actually have a world that is still here for future generations and making it worth inheriting. You know, with our songs and everything, we're always progressing. And even in the past year, our voices have dramatically matured, and the sound is always maturing in our writing and composing, and, you know, our ability to play instruments better we're always growing and always improving. And, you know, we have that vision of a world where, you know, our kids don't have to worry about these problems the way we do, or for the kids, you know, we will have in the future, or the families that we hope to have someday. So, yes, in your question of do you vision that better world, we already do, in seeing the outcome of
the light at the end of the tunnel.
The outcome of, yes, if we don't do something now, then what it can turn out to be, or if we are on the forefront of this and leading the way in terms of positive change of what it could be. And so that's why we do this every day, and we stay on our mission every single day.
And it's proven that it only takes a small amount of people to make a very big difference.
That's great. This is Val. And, you know, I'm listening to you, and, you know, I realize, like, what is the last song you want to hear before your life ends on earth? You know, you guys are very young, and I find that young people find that a very hard question, you know, to answer, because you're young, and that's kind of like the last thing that you're thinking about is, you know, what the last song on earth would be. But then again, you're sensitive to death because, you know, you've also created this song, Help, Help Me Now, and you're very involved in, you know, trying to get changes made so that there are less young people who are vulnerable to you know, violence against them, whether it's sexual violence or murder or, you know, even verbal violence. There's so many different kinds of violence out there. So you do have this sensitivity to that, you know, there's a beginning and, you know, then there's an end here on earth for your life. And I was just wondering, like, with some of the, with the particular purpose that you have and your focus and your vision, do you find that there are, like, young people that kind of think that, like, you're nerds or something? I'm trying to think of the way to put this, you know. You know, this is, like, you know, corny. You should be partying. You should be, you know, hearing the should word, what you should be doing from other young people. Or do you feel that there's, you know, more of a mass of young people who really do have a social conscience and, you know, really do care and really do want to be doing something? Do you think there's opposites, or do you think, like, most young people are kind of in the middle, you know, kind of unsure, doing a little bit of this and a little bit of that? Just trying to get a sense from you of what you experience with other young people.
Yeah, this is Serena. And actually, we talk to young people from all over the world, and we get a really great response of how they look up to us, or how, you know, they're looking for leaders to inspire them, or they're just searching for something
for why what's their purpose on life. And, you know, there are a few people who we met who may think that we're kind of, you know, intense or out there with our mission, but sooner or later they come around and realize that, you know, that what we're doing is really great and we are here to make a difference.
Okay, great. I also wanted to play another one of your songs. I know we're scheduled to go to 4:30, but I am giving a little bit more time because we didn't actually start right on time, so we're not going to get cut off or anything like that. And the next song I wanted to play is the one that's about cyberbullying, something that, you know, is sort of, it's not really new, but, you know, what, like 15 years ago, you know, this wouldn't be talked about, cyberbullying. So tell us about this song, and do you have personal experience with cyberbullying, or, you know, where does this song come from? Set it up for us, and then I'll go ahead and play it.
This is Serena, and this song is called Shot with a Bulletless Gun. And Tess and I were actually both cyberbullied in two different ways. It's, you know, some people might not take it seriously or laugh at it, but it's actually a very hard issue because at least 95% of all youth have admitted to being cyberbullied or have admitted to cyberbullying. Because when people are hiding behind a computer screen, they will say things they wouldn't say to your face, and it gets very out of hand, as in the case of Megan Meyer, which was really the case on cyberbullying, when she ended up killing herself. And that's just one case, but there are hundreds, thousands all over the world exactly like that. And it's a big problem that we need to, you know, work on and teach kids to talk about what they're feeling in person, not to be confrontational online.
Okay, great. So this is a Shot at Full Song by Truth on Earth.
But it
that was shot at Full Song. And you know, you young ladies are, I feel that you're right up there with some of the greatest musical families, you know, of our time. And I had the chance to speak to a group called the Neville Brothers, who have been around for a very long time, very famous sort of funk band from New Orleans. And you know, people think of the Jacksons. They, you know, those are the family names that come up. And now there's a Truth on Earth. Without us knowing your last name, you know, you're, to me, you're up there with some of the greatest musical families, you know, because of your music, which I love your harmonies. Your harmonizing is just great. And I'm just so happy that you exist in this world. Claire, did you have anything you wanted to say, or any other questions that you might have for them?
I absolutely agree. I absolutely agree with everything you said, and just I'm so glad to be on the show with you girls. So tell us, where can we find your YouTube videos? Where can we see you tour? Where can how can people connect with you locally and globally?
Well, this is Serena. First of all, thank you so much for all of your kind words. You know, we really appreciate it, and thank you for having us on the show, for allowing us to be interviewed by you guys. We had a great time. And second of all, you can go to our website, truthonearth.com. You can go to our Facebook, facebook.com/truthonearth. Our YouTube is youtube.com/truthonearthmusic. And our MySpace is myspace.com/truthonearthband.
You can find all of those links right directly at our website, as well as links to iTunes and Amazon and eMusic and any place you can buy music online. And we also give 70% of our profits back to all the causes we sing about. So this Truth on Earth is reusing ourselves as, you know, a launch pad to for all these causes and problems, to bring solutions to them. But it's not about us, and we're not doing it for personal fame. It's strictly for, you know, all of these causes and all of the important things that we care about, and bringing awareness to them.
Oh, great. Well, thank you so much, Serena and Kylie and Tess. And what we're going to end this with is we're going to play Flip Flop from the Top to end the show. And is there anything you want to say about this song before I play it and we say goodbye?
Flip Flop from the Top is about free thinking and coming up with your own opinions and not believing everything you hear or everything you read, you know, right when you read it. And yes.
Okay, well, thank you again, and I hope you have a great rest of your Memorial Day holiday, and we'll just stay tuned to you, okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, girls. Remember that if you have that chance, like Matt Venucci was saying, to play a lot of corporate shows or to shine your light in broader arenas, that's going to increase your impact. It's going to increase your impact in the world and let you give back more to these causes you care about. So the sky's wide open for all of you.
Oh, definitely. Thank you. And it's our goal to win a Grammy next year for Best New Artist or possibly a new social action category, as well as about 10 other really big things. We have two of the three votes needed for a Grammy nomination, but we're hoping this year we can gather up enough support around the world and, you know, go global with our entire with all of our songs and mission.
Well, great. Well, certainly feel free to get back in contact with the show and let us know how we can help.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
And we will look for your updates on your social media pages and look for you at the Grammys.
Awesome. Thanks so much for all your support.
You're welcome. Okay, so Flip Flop from the Top, and thank you, girls. Here we go.
Single.
that was Flip Flop from the Top by Truth on Earth, Sister Serena, Kylie, and Tess. Well, Claire, what do you think of them?
They're fabulous and inspiring.
That is totally the word. The key word, I felt, that's exactly the word that came to mind, inspiring. And they're just quite a, they're inspiring. And, you know, because you hear so much about kids today, young people, and a lot of it often is negative and, you know, that where their priorities are and things like that. But I don't feel that way now. How about you?
Oh, no, no. And they're the future of our planet. And there are so many who are breaking through as light workers and creating new paths and new lives. And I love their story. I love how their parents are supported and how they're so dedicated to their art. And they're really breaking through. And, yeah, great show today with Matt Venucci and Truth on Earth. I hope our listeners have enjoyed it as much as we have.
Yes, me too. Now, before we end, I wanted to just give you an opportunity to share if there's anything new that's going on with you or any information about your sites or any of the other activities that you're involved in before we say goodbye.
Well, everyone's welcome to visit my www.claremilemspiritualcoaching.com website, and there are going to be more updates coming through my blog. I've got a few live events coming up here in Austin and some new and exciting things in the works. So I thank you for the opportunity to be on the show again, Val, and the opportunity to be with these guests. And I joined the show late, but I have since the last show met with some of my friends from Haiti here in the U.S. and I'm very grateful to all the help that's pouring in there, and just really want to send out a lot of love and light to the majority Haitian population who are just sensing a growing sense of unrest as their suffering there continues. The immediate medical trauma needs from the earthquake are gratefully taken care of, and there are some ongoing needs for the amputees, for prosthetics and orthotics, especially for growing children. And I particularly want to just raise up the youth of that country. 80% of Haiti is under 24 years old, and the youth there have destinies just as great as the Truth on Earth girls, and have a lot to partner with us on to bring forth this new earth.
Well, thank you, Claire, for sharing that. I know you weren't here earlier and you missed the Haiti dedication, so I think that's great, you know, that we began with the dedication and then we get an update from you toward the end of the show. So thank you very much for that, and thank you also for being my guest co-host, and I hope you'll consider doing so in the future as well.
Absolutely. And Val, so what's going on in your life? What new projects are you working on? What do we have to look forward to in upcoming shows?
Yeah, one of the things that you missed earlier also is for the first time I also spoke about needing some financial support and financial contributions,
yes,
just to keep the show alive. And I broke down for the guests, you know, what $40 will cover, what $100 will cover, what $500 will cover, and just let people know, you know, what the technicalities are, the technical issues, the things that we need to keep the show going. And when I say we, people say, who is we? I feel that we is me and also my spirit guides, my angels, and, you know, my Native American ancestors. You know, they're always around. And they're always here and in support of the show. And, you know, so actually to keep the show going, there needs to be, you know, more income directed towards the show. So I'm just putting that out, and thank you for the opportunity. And
what are the opportunities on a micro-giving level?
Yeah, well, the $40 level, you mean less than $40 when you say micro, or...
Mm-hmm. Like, instead of buying a cup of coffee, give a donation to keep the show going?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, any donation that's given will go toward either, I guess, the lowest, you know, cost, which is having the switchboard on, being able to screen the calls, being able to edit the show as a podcast after. So, for instance, if there had been problems with the show today, dead air or people dropped off, I don't have an ability when the show is not paid for to actually download it and then edit it, edit out any problem areas, which is great to have. So, you know, whatever monies are provided on a micro level will be pooled to, that's like the basic thing, is just to have the switchboard available. Also, there is a $25 fee for a 800 number, for a toll-free number, because this is a 347 number, which I believe is a New York number. And
yeah.
Not everyone has, you know, a flat rate for their phone. And so sometimes people don't want to call and they're living in another time zone, another area in the country, or even internationally where, you know, they're having to pay for a New York call.
Yeah.
So it would be great to have a toll-free number, and that costs $25 for, I believe it's something like 400 minutes. So that would cover, you know, two or three or maybe even four shows, depending upon the length of the show. So also I just wanted to reiterate that on the profile page there is, at the top of the list of links, there's a link to take you to the Supporters Network, Creators Parrot Support Network, where there's a picture of a piggy bank, and you can click on that, and you can also indicate where you want your money to go toward. If you want it toward, you know, the $39, $40 a month for you know, the switchboard and the podcasting and all that, or whether you want it to go toward a toll-free number, or toward internet access, you know, each month. So you can also say, you know, how you want that money to be used. So thank you very much, Claire. You know, I know this show was set for 90 minutes, but actually somehow, this is what I mean by my guides, it was, hey, put it up for 120 minutes so you don't get cut off. And, you know, having no idea things would go the way that they did, the show didn't get cut off at 90 minutes. So, and now there's 9 minutes remaining out of 120. So, you know, I'm grateful to the Creator, to God, to the guides that you know, give us some direction on what to do. So thank you again, and I'm getting ready to cue our theme song to exit, which includes the Tibetan G bowl that Matt was talking about. And Claire, do you have anything special on the slate for the rest of your holiday weekend, or are you just going to relax, or...?
I am going to relax and do a little bit of work. And I do just want to mention that we are recording this on Memorial Day weekend, and how much we appreciate everybody who has ancestors or other loved ones, friends, who have chosen to be of service to the planet by serving in the armed forces and in humanitarian roles or warrior roles. When I was in Haiti in March, I was just so struck by the representatives from the UN from so many countries in the world keeping the peace there and meeting humanitarian needs. So I do want to just acknowledge my gratitude to all of those people. I know in my younger years, I sometimes had a real... desire for peace, which included an opposition to war, but there's so many different forces and people and roles that create change in the world and bring light. So I hope it's okay for me to mention that. It's just part of this weekend, this long holiday weekend.
Well, absolutely. In fact, the song that was dedicated was not just dedicated to Haiti, but also to the healing of the Gulf, the oil spill in the Gulf, and also to those who have lost their lives fighting in wars for us, and in honor of Memorial Day. So You're just right on time with that. So with that, looking at the time, we've got 7 minutes remaining. So I'm going to say goodbye. Thank you for listening to the first and last song here on Creator's Parrot Channel on Blog Talk Radio. We hope you enjoyed the show, and that's it.
I listen to everything, and not just to the music itself, but to the hearts behind it. An excerpt from The Shack by William P. Young.